Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Monday is the 100th anniversary of the birth of John F. Kennedy. I suppose we should do as Christians do. Celebrate the birth on its anniversary, mourn the death when its date comes around. But I cannot separate them. I remember all too well having a president who embodied grace, intelligence, learning, excellence, and humor, whose every utterance, from formal speeches to casual asides, reminded me that I was a citizen of a remarkable country, that summoned in me a swelling pride in its principles and achievements, while at the same time calling me to strive to make it better. If you did not live through that time, or if you do not agree with some policies or beliefs that he espoused, as I did not at the time, you will find it easy to dismiss my pain as the edited dreams of an old man remembering a golden age that never was. You would be wrong. My memories are verifiable. I make no claim that it was an easy age. The arms race, the Cold War, the failed invasion of Cuba, followed by the terrifying Cuban Missile Crisis, the first mutterings of the storm that would break in Vietnam, the crisis in civil rights in America, all these were part of an age that was far from tranquil. But we were led by a man who held before us constantly a vision of a country that stood for things, important things, such as honor, compassion, human rights, freedom. And we stood for those things, as he once said of the race to the moon, not because they were easy, but because they were hard. And that is why the difficult age was, at the same time, golden. Until that awful afternoon and endless night in November of 1963. It was then, for me, that the music died. And it seems to me now, although it's probably just coincidence, that it was on that very day that America began its long, inexorable slide into the status of a third-world banana republic. A slide that for 99% of our people has yet to slow down. We never saw his like again. So I wish your spirit happy birthday, Mr. President. I hope you will forgive me if I am not able to celebrate. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.